Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Three years they followed Him. The one who on this very shore of the Sea of Galilee said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And yet here they were, late at night, back where they started, catching fish with nets and failing. It's hard to go backwards, back to where you started. It humbles you. Like a board game, when you land on the dreaded spot and it sends you back to the beginning like some sort of sick joke, it's frustrating, disheartening to go backwards. Peter and the disciples had twice seen the risen Lord, their Messiah, back from the dead, back to life, fully and more alive than ever before. And yet here they were, back to their former trade, fishing in the sea where they'd seen the storm still at Jesus' rebuke. They'd seen their Savior walk on these waves, heal demon-possessed, feed 5,000 from a single sack lunch. The Sea of Galilee held memory after memory of the miraculous and the personal. In John 21, I don't think it's unintentional that the Lord revealed Himself to the disciples on the same shore where He first called them to trust Him, the Sea of Galilee. It's where Peter, Andrew, James, and John had their first identity crisis. Fishing was all they knew. It was all their fathers and grandfathers, and probably great-grandfathers knew. Fishing was important, requiring great strength and resilience, what today we might call grit. Jesus chose His first four disciples because they had grit. They forged character over the years, being sure of what they hoped for whenever they heaved the weighty net into the deep, dark, mysterious sea. I think Jesus met His disciples here because here they were their most honest selves. Fishing had days of delight and depression, and here they would be real. Here they could be vulnerable. Here they would be called to trust and follow Him once again until the end. Fishing and following have much in common. They're both hard, requiring patience and endurance. Fishing and following both begin with faith. And the question for each of us is it worth staying the course? Is it worth the effort? Fishing and following are harder if done alone. But when done with others, fishing and following feels possible. The message wasn't different. The call doesn't change. Fishing was fine for a time, but following is the goal for forever. When following gets hard, it's easy to go back to the familiar. Fishing is simpler. Fishing, I've figured out. Following means a lot of unknowns, a lot of not doing what I want, but instead trusting the One who leadeth me. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.